Can you state your name and title for the record, please?
Suzanne Stark. I'm a bookkeeper here at the school, but I also am co-directing the show.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on at this show?
Well, it's just great family entertainment. We have country music, a few older rock and roll songs, and we have all of our talent is local. They have some kind of a tie to the school district, whether they were an alumni or you know, they related to someone that was an alumni, or they were a teacher here. We have one that was a teacher here, and so it's, you know, tied to the school in some way or another, and we have a lot of great talent.
All right, and can you tell us who's putting this on? Like, who's the main starter of this, I guess?
Well, it started 32 years ago. This will be the 32nd show. And, of course, I wasn't in the community at that time. But as I understand, the superintendent at that time knew that there was a lot of musical talent in the community. And he got to talking to different people that were musicians and said, you know, we need to get something started. We need to get a country music show started here at the school. And it just kind of evolved. A lot of people that were in the community that were musicians, some that were alumni that lived in, you know, maybe Chillicothe area. Mary Jones actually directed the show for 30 years. And last year, actually after the 30th show, we kind of thought maybe that was going to be the end. But there were several of us that just thought we just can't let this die without trying to keep it going. So last year we came and got together and organized and planned and put on another show, and it was a really good show. We had a lot of compliments, and you know, we're just kind of determined to keep it going.
That's really impressive. 32 years, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Who, can you give us some of the names that are going to be there?
Yes, one of the favorites that's been in the show for years and years, I think he's been in every single show, actually, is Carl Walby. Carl has sang at numerous jamborees and music shows around the state and even beyond the state borders. So he's a good vocalist. He has a really nice voice, and people love to hear him. On top of that, we have Jamie Hustler is our lead guitar player, and Travis Norris graduated from here, and he also does some lead guitar for us. We have Jeff Sears on the drums, and he's played in a lot of bands in the area. Let's see. We have this year for the first time Dennis Clemens on keyboard. Dennis is dating one of our teachers, and he's just really good. We've really enjoyed having him with us this year. We have Billy Smith on the bass guitar. Billy was a teacher here, and he does some of our humor for us, too. And, you know, it had been several years since we'd had a comedian as part of the show, and people just really responded so well to that last year, and he is naturally funny, and we have a lot of fun in practices with him as well. So he always brings a lot of laughter to us. And we have some great vocalists too, as Bailey Phillips is going to be singing, and she plays acoustic guitar as well. Ben Savage sings. He's got a great bass voice, and we have Tater Hills Boys that sing, and it's comprised of a trio, and that'd be Carl, Ben, and Lee Jones, and they do a fine job. We have a few new people this year, and they are adding great things to our show as well. We have some young talent as well. We have a high school junior, Melissa Bell, that can sing a Loretta song, a Loretta Lynn song like you couldn't believe. She just really belts it out, has a wonderful voice. And I know people are really going to enjoy that. Riley Sharan is a high school senior. It has a great baritone voice, and he's going to do a couple older numbers that they're going to really like, or one is older and one's newer, I guess, but they'll really like those. Let's see, I'm trying to think of who else we've got in our lineup. I'm kind of drawing a blank, sorry.
No, that's
but
fine.
But we've got some, a few newer country songs and some older ones. We've got some older rock and roll. It's just a good variety. And again, this year, for the first time last year, we coned off an area for people to dance if they'd like to. And we had a few takers on it. I'm hoping we get a few more takers this year because it's a lot of fun. Dancing is a lot of fun, and we have good music, and we try to keep it all up, mostly upbeat. We do have some gospel music, too, and that's always been a big tradition with the show. We have some gospel music, too. So we just really have a good selection, I feel like, of songs, and we just have a lot of fun, and it's great family entertainment at an affordable price. It's a free will donation, and that goes to help fund the alumni scholarship that we give each year. And it also goes to help fund school improvement projects. We put in a new security system this past summer, and we've done items for the music department. We've done music stands, and we've done blinds for the school district for the windows. And there's been several things that we've helped with, chairs, folding chairs. So it's for a great cause, and it's just great family entertainment. And it's on March 20th and March 21st at 7 p.m. each night. There'll be a full concession. Our junior class has a concession. They'll have a full concession there of sandwiches and popcorn and chips and candy. Anything you want, probably pies. They have fresh desserts usually, too.
Well, it sounds like a really successful event. Sounds like it's going to be a great time.
It is.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add about it?
Well, we just hope to see everybody that's been great supporters in the past and maybe a few new folks, too. Also, we Jamie Hessler has put out a little challenge for us, I guess you could say. He said that if we raise, between the two nights, if we raise $5,000, that we're going to get to shave his head the second night at Saturday night's at the end of its performance. So that's always fun. I think we'll have some pretty good laughs if we get that accomplished, too.
Sounds like a fun thing. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll get some people out there for you.
Yeah, we hope to see them all.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.